Welcome back, man.
Dude, it's
welcome
been
back,
a
you
grip.
Sick fuck.
I missed it. Sorry, I'm turning my vibration off so y'all don't hear this shit.
I've been leaving mine on, but nobody talks to me anyway, so.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks off from the podcast and 3 weeks off from work.
Sounds like a vacation.
Yeah, it does.
The best vacation, man. The vacation of wild symptoms.
That's true.
Dude, COVID's impressive.
And you got paid, so it kind of was a vacation.
Yeah, I got paid for 2 of the 3 weeks. Yep.
That's a win in my book.
Fucking ain't right.
Yeah, my company decided to do that like relief thing where they have to pay you if you get COVID for the first time. If you get the second time, if you get it twice,
it's on you.
They don't give a fuck. That's part
Fool
of the thing.
Fool me once.
But yeah.
We'll help you one time and then don't fuck up again.
It was insane. It was just, it felt like a different sickness every day for the first week.
Really?
I've never had something do anything like that before. Like, because when I was in high school, I had mono. So
I had that too.
I had a pretty bad case of it where they, like, I looked like Sick Boy from Van Wilder. My lymph, I didn't have a jawline over
there.
Yeah,
mine too.
And they gave, like, after, I think it was a couple, I had it for like over a month. And the doctor's like, well, we're just going to give you these. 2 weeks, it'll be gone. And I was pissed off because it's like,
why didn't you give me this?
It's some steroid or something. They don't like to use steroids, I guess. I mean, it made my penis small. So,
yeah,
you know,
I think it has to do with like your organs too. It's like your, can't remember what it affects. It's like your liver or your spleen or something like that.
Yeah,
you can't lift anything. You can't do any activities because like everything is so swollen that you could puncture your internal organs and die.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucking tight.
Which, I mean, when you have mono, you don't want to do any of that anyways.
Dude, I could not even swallow.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't it your spleen that blows up with mono?
I think so.
It's the one organ that...
Have you had mono?
No. Never had mono.
You want it?
No.
Let's make out.
No.
I think once you've had it, you're always a carrier.
Yeah. To an extent, yeah. I mean...
That's with everything.
I mean, it's a virus. It doesn't really die off.
Yeah.
You kind of grow immune to it. You could get it twice. I mean, I was talking to somebody... I forgot who it was, but... He had it twice, and it's like, holy shit, that's a very rare type of thing. It's like getting the chicken pox twice. You really don't get it that often.
It's kissing too many people.
Right?
So that's what they call it, the kissing sickness or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kissing disease? Well, it's not a disease, but...
Yeah, that was rough. But yeah, no, it was crazy times. There were a couple nights where with my lungs, I was like, yeah, we'll see if I wake up in the morning.
Damn.
Yep. Well, after you guys made me laugh for an hour and a half straight to the point where I was wheezing, that night was the roughest.
I believe
it. That fucking hurt.
I believe it.
See you in Valhalla.
I was just laying in bed. Like, I had to lay on my side because if I laid normally, like, if I had my head tilted a little bit, it fucking just, like, felt like my lungs were collapsing.
Is that recording?
I think so.
I hit the record button. I saw a little red button. Oh,
hit it again quick, and then we got this camera going. So bear with us here. We're testing out some new stuff. Having some good times.
Maybe that red dot just goes away. I don't know.
And if it is recording, people just watch me panic, try to find my vape because I set it down and it vanishes. God.
But
it might be there, and I just can't see it from my angle. But I could be
the red dot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's there.
Is
from
it?
My angle? Yeah.
I see the red on the screen.
Not on the bottom right. It should be on the top.
Oh, yeah, I see it there, too. It's right by the window, so it's hard to see.
Gotcha. Perfect, then.
Yep. But, yeah, no, it was crazy, and I'm glad that I didn't die. Just another thing that, you know, Barry's body ingested and became stronger. I was hoping to mutate my DNA in some sort of way, but, you know, it didn't.
Well, they're going to be giving that vaccine out, so...
I'm going to take it right away.
And it's supposed to be, like... I don't know, there's a couple different things where you're going to have to do, like, two different rounds of it, or you're going to have to get it... like every 6 months up to like four times.
Yeah.
So they're going to make like a fat chunk of change off this or what
yeah.
are they doing?
The other thing is like, they don't tell you what's in it,
which
like concerns most people. Cause it's like,
yeah.
But like at the same time, it could give you superpowers.
It could, or it could just make you fucking full blown tismed.
Either way, it's not normal reality. So I'm all for it.
Yeah. I mean, cause
fuck this world. look around.
On God.
On no cap.
God, dude.
But yeah, speaking of COVID, they got those new restrictions out now. They switched everything up, even though it's surging again. They're like, hey, by the way, quarantine only 10 days instead of 14, and only, 5 days if you're not symptomatic?
Yeah.
Which sounds like a political and economic kind of like, hey, get back out there. We're getting pressured by everyone else. So just maybe this will work type of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely the pressure from people. And people were bitching because it's nobody could live their lives the way they wanted to. And I think that's why they started opening everything back up, because everyone was like not rioting, but they were doing protests and shit.
Well, it's my right to go. Shut up.
Like, especially after having it, like, I needed those full 2 weeks. Like, I go to get my trash cans in the driveway, and I'm huffing and fucking puffing like I'm John Goodman walking upstairs. Like, I just couldn't do it. It was ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, CDC, I don't know what's going on with you, but, like, fix your shit.
Oh, it's like when we had Jake on, we were talking about it's almost been, like, a damn year with this whole COVID shit. And, like, shit is so inconsistent now with, like you said, with the quarantine times now is different. It's like, can we please just lock into this and just deal with it?
But, dude, it's just the sniffles.
Yeah. It's just the flu is what they'll tell you.
Yeah, I'd rather be shitting my brains out from the flu. I'd rather be shitting my fucking brains out. I didn't even know if I had to shit.
Yeah, I was like, going to say, half the time you're pooping wasn't even, you weren't even pooping like you normally do.
Like, I usually poop like 4 to 5 times a day, but as soon as I got it, it was like my body didn't tell me I ever had to poop. I was just like, hey, I'm going to go piss real quick. I had to pee. Yeah, I'll go see if that's shit. Yep, shit came out. Or nothing.
Weird.
Like, I didn't feel like that pressure, like, ooh, I got to go take a dump. I think I felt it like twice through the 2 weeks.
Damn. Like, did Brie ever get her negative test result back?
Yep, it was negative.
Round two? Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Rachel's doing, I think she's got to get tested once a week now for work.
Are they fucking paying for that shit?
I don't know if she's doing free. I don't know. I don't think she's paying it. I don't know how they're doing it, but she just had to take another one. And she just took that one with all of us when you got it. Whatever.
Yeah. Did she do another spit one or she got
that? Yeah, it was another spit one, I think. Came back negative, so now she's 2-0 as well.
So a friend of mine had to do the spit one, and she hates saliva. It grosses her out.
Well, but she had a fun time
though. So she was sitting there like trying to get enough first off because her body was shutting it down. So she's like smelling a bunch of nice food that she made and stuff like that when she was hungry, trying to get it going. Mm-hmm. And the fact of spitting it and then gagging while spitting it because it was so gross caused more to actually go. So yeah, ended up working out.
It's that pre-water vomit mouth you get right before you throw up and you get real salivating.
Yeah, she'd rather have the nose 100%.
No fucking way. I watched a video of this chick. That dude just went boop and she fucking pushed her head back and she's just like like that, and he's just like, dude, following her face, just pushing it in even harder. And you know, he's outside, he's got his arm through the window just following her fucking body around, just wiggling that damn thing.
Was it that one where the chick was screaming? Did you see
probably
that?
Oh. I left the volume off because like dude, it looked so painful. And she was like maybe like Native or like Hispanic or something. Mm-hmm. She's like a darker complexion, and so maybe it was the same one.
It could have been. It sounds familiar. It sounds like it's similar. I
think it was on TikTok.
For me, it wasn't that bad. Like it burned a little bit, which is weird. Dude, but
I wouldn't say it hurt. Yeah, but it was definitely uncomfortable as shit.
It woke me the fuck up. Like I told you guys, fucking energy drink. You wake up and you shove something that deep in your nose, you're awake.
I believe that.
Your body's like, yo, what's up? Let's get this done. Why are you shoving things in your brain?
Yeah. It definitely wakes you up. And then me and Mickey's noses burned for a while after that, though.
Yeah, oh, it sounds...
Which that part wasn't fun.
It immediately brought back a sinus headache that was pretty much gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But yeah, it was... I mean, I'd beg another test.
I'll get it if I have to, but I'm not fucking
doing it on weekends. Interested. Like, yo, what are you doing Friday night? You want to get together, have a test party? Yeah, let's get fucking weird.
Let's get swabbed.
Weird. Yeah, it's not weird for me.
What if the test was swabbing the inside of your urethra instead?
Nope. Fuck off. No way.
I've never even had that for like an STD check or anything like that.
I've never had anything in there and I don't want it, but could you imagine, like, you have to go get tested? The fuck I do. Wait. I'll go, I'm out. I'm going home for
just
the weekend.
It's just a little piece of cotton taped to the end of a sounding bar.
Could you imagine the feeling of cotton trying to go through there? It'd stick to the sides the entire way.
And it would probably get a little bit left in there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're probably going to get an infection because you're going to have some cotton in your pee hole.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, dude.
Try to pee that out. No way. Ick. Oh, that made me so uncomfortable thinking about that.
My penis kind of hurts, man.
Yeah, dude. Got dick aches all of a sudden.
Mine went back inside me.
You.
I turtled up.
Fuck. Working that. Outside is awful.
Yeah.
Because the last few days it has been cold.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how my entire penis fits inside of my body the way it did. Like, I'm like, oh, I got to piss. And then I'm like trying to like push it out. I'm like, where's my fucking dick, dude? Especially if you get your penis stuck in your boxers the right way, it'll just like,
oh yeah,
flatten you out. You Ken doll. And you're like, dude, I know I'm not that small. Where the fuck you at?
Buddy, come on out.
Ever had your dick go numb?
No.
Too cold?
No.
I've had like when skating, if I'm just wearing like sometimes it's like, oh, it's nice out. I'm just going to wear wind pants and boxers.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really think that through. Do it a couple of times here and there. I never, learned my lesson. And I'll be skating around in the breeze. It's like the only thing in my body that's cold is my dick. And then after a while, it's just like, okay, I can't feel my, where is it?
Nope.
Like it's the absolute fucking worst.
I always layer the fuck up though, because I'm a freeze baby. So no, I've never had the frozen ween.
Dude, it makes you question life because you just want to be like, is my dick going to fall off? Is it have frostbite?
Oh,
I couldn't imagine that.
No.
Can your dick get gangrene?
Yep.
Yep.
You have flesh. It can get gang.
It can get gang.
Weird.
Oh. I mean, it's essentially just like the infection of your flesh decaying.
Imagine just like going to pee and you grab your dick and like a piece of skin falls off.
Like just the tip of your penis just drops to the floor.
Just like melts slowly off like a candle.
Yuck.
Or like hot wax, you cut through it with like a hot butter knife or something.
Ooh, ouch. Nope, I'm out.
Just boy. Oozy.
Oozy.
Nice oozy penis.
I can't. See, it's weird that bodies act the way they do. Like, we've never felt anything like this. We don't know what that would feel like, but your body immediately starts tingling and you're like, what would that, you get all like cringy and wrapped up the and shivers. Everything.
Oh, man, shivers.
Fuck that.
Can't get comfortable. God
damn it. Can't get comfortable, bro?
No.
What's going on over there?
You gotta sit cross-legged, dude. That's the key.
Dude, I can't have my life depend on it. I can't do that.
My hips. Yeah, my hips grenade. But after a while, this knee will go to shit, though, if I sit like this too long.
You guys are literally
my feet and legs just straight go numb. I just would pinch nerves on both sides doing that, and I just have like wobbly legs. I'd stand up and just sort of fall on the ground like an octopus.
Wet noodle hits the ground.
It's a bummer. This is one of my favorite ways to sit.
I miss sitting that way. I did it as a kid all the time.
If you do it more, you'll get back there.
Yeah, stretching, it's a thing. I don't do it. I pull my groin getting out of bed.
That's depressing.
Yep. It's been like that since a little bit after high school.
My bones still feel dry, if that makes you feel any better.
Your bones feel dry.
Yeah.
Somebody, oh my God, that just rings. I think I was watching, it was probably another TikTok because I'm on there all the time.
You're watching someone fuck.
No, I think it was Irish people drinking American like liquor or something like that. And I forgot what type of liquor they had, but she said something about like when she took the shot, it was something about like it made her bones feel dry or something along those lines. Shit. And I geeked out because I just thought about you talking about your bones being too dry. Dude,
I probably have bone cancer or something.
Fuck. You're the only one I've ever heard talk about dry bones. So when she said that, I lost my shit.
Dry bones. That's a person in Mario.
Bones are naturally dry.
But your whole body's like liquid, so how would they be dry?
I don't know, dude. I came across this plastic surgeon on TikTok, and like I just got into this wormhole of watching him do these surgeries, and he like tightened up somebody's neck skin, a dude's neck skin.
Oh, okay.
And he had...
I like that.
Yeah, dude. Ugh. And I immediately thought of you because like the dude's Adam's apple is so fucking protruded.
I got that fucking bump.
So like... Dude, he had all this skin, so he had a slice down the center, and it was like where the Adam's apple was, it just looked like yellow. Oh. It was really weird. So like the Adam's apple, so it's this skin, and then under it is more skin that keeps your Adam's apple, I don't know, in place or whatever. Dude, the rest of your neck is like hollow, bro.
Really?
Dude, there's so many like empty hollow cavities in your body. Where, because it's like, dude, it's so weird. It's so fucking weird. And he was cutting through somebody's stomach, dude. And like the skin and then like the fat layer and everything else, dude, it's like this thick.
Holy fuck.
It's probably an inch, half inch to an inch thick. And then there's like your organ cavity.
Jesus.
I, dude.
Didn't know any of that.
No. I went into a fucking wormhole, bro.
As we do.
So I don't know. All I'm saying, dude, is if you want to see the inside of a body, look that dude up. I don't even remember what it was. I'll send it to you or something. But dude, that was the craziest shit I've ever seen. That,
yeah. Well, it's like back when you were in like high school, you have to dissect I had to dissect a pig, a rat, and a deer heart and a cow eye. That was my different things I dissected throughout my high school and junior high career of fun times. And
remember the rat.
You realize like one, how easy it is to rip skin from muscle.
Oh yeah.
Like it's scary.
Have you ever skinned a deer?
When I was a kid, I was around it, but never personally. But I watched like literally, you know, they cut around one area and you see them just yank down that fucking skin and it's like, you get the chills.
And you can hear it like kind of, it's like Velcro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super weird.
Well, you can see it. Well, that's the thing. Like, I think it was the rat when I was doing that. Like some of it was like, okay, it's not coming. So I just cut it and it was like, you know, when you have one of them stickers that you can't really get off of the razor blade.
Yeah.
So you like wet it and you get the like corner up and you peel. But while you're peeling, you're still cutting.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Or the same with like removing vinyl and stuff like that.
Yep.
That's
yep.
exactly what it reminded me of. So the entire time, like hearing that rip, especially when we're doing that one dude's floor.
Oh, God.
When we were ripping that up, I was thinking the entire time, like, this is like house skin.
Yeah. It's fucking gross.
Final Flooring's house skin. There it is. Now you guys know.
Speaking of inside of bodies, I was talking to Nick the other day, yesterday, maybe the day before. And I was asking about the pregnancy and how everything's going. And I was like, it's crazy to think that like men in general will never know what it feels like to have like a living creature inside of them. But at the same time, you have something living in you and men can't have that. So men are all dead inside. We don't have anything that can be living inside of us. And it just reminds
me. Our organs are all living inside of us.
But are they actually living? They're just existing.
I mean, they're doing their job. A living
being inside of you.
Yeah.
Like we don't get to know what it feels like to have something crawling around and poking at shit. And
you know, honestly, I'm grateful for that.
Dude,
yeah, I don't know if I'd
do
like
not
that.
Envy women. No. I don't. I think that they have a tougher life. Just for the fact that their body does the things that it does. Not even with everything else going on. Just at the sole basis of the biological, they have once a month their whole body decides to fucking go haywire. Like their hormones switch up, your body's changing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you get pregnant, like your body completely morphs. And then you have the most painful experience known to man 9 months later.
I don't even think it's known to man because man never known it.
Oh,
humankind.
Humankind.
It's a, you know, cut off the hue part because just for the sentence, because, you know, misogynistic lifestyles.
Could it just be mammal kind? It's like mammals are the only ones that
birth. There you go.
Isn't there like one creature that's not a mammal that births or something like that? Like a platypus or something?
Probably.
Like it's technically like a marsupial or something. I don't know. I don't know terms.
Getting into it, but
I'm
sure.
Zoologist, is that what aquamarine life? What? Something.
I think zoology is just the overall population of animals.
Are sharks then mammals?
Then you have to. Dude, why are you asking me? I don't fucking know.
I don't know. You look like a mammal expert.
No, I did want to be a zoologist, though.
See? This is what I'm asking you.
Being a zoologist
and then I got tight. And then I found out that you get paid like
dog shit.
$30,000 a year to just get shit on.
It's only 30 grand a year.
Because I wanted to be like a primate behavioralism. Like, do shit for that.
Oh, that'd be fucking rad. Dude,
Jake would never hang out with me, though. Because he hates monkeys.
No. There's no bringing Jake to work day.
No.
Oh, I did send him some snaps. I was watching this show called Alien Worlds yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's super fucking rad. So they essentially compare like almost like what if scenarios, like kind of how shit works on Earth and like another world would kind of operate in a similar way with
different beings.
Yeah. It was like almost hypotheticals in ways. But they had this one where it was like a really high, it would be like a high rich oxygen, like atmosphere planet. So all these like, you know, fungal mushroom trees, like crazy shit. The what do you call it? The fucking, what's the word I think where they do the graphics, the CGI. There we are. God damn it.
All right.
So it's really cool CGI in that. But there's these little animals that like feed off these like fungal plants, and they call them like grazers or something. The animals look wild as shit, like super alienistic. It's super cool. But there's these little like what I assumed were these like monkey types. So they're climbing these trees, and they'd feed off these little grazers.
Okay.
What they call them. So these grazers would eat.
Grazers eat fungus.
They eat the fungus. They were comparing this like life cycle of like these two animals and this fungal plant compared to like how mayflies.
Okay.
So it was like the same kind of cycle of life in a weird way. So eventually these little grazers eat this mushroom, but they don't actually have they're not mammals, so they don't just birth them out. They like would produce these little larvas, and they would connect with each other, and that's how they would they'd grow into they'd kind of cocoon themselves. So it was super weird. It was a really wild.
So how do they come up with the alien creatures?
I don't know. They're like, I don't know. It's just like their means of like thinking how they would have been adaptive to their environment. So they're not like super alienish, but like compared to like what we know of.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to like thing to like describe. But so these things would eat the fungal shit, produce these little worms essentially. So that's how they'd have their babies. But then eventually this fungal will poison the grazers. These monkeys feed off grazers. So these little monkey fucking things, they have like two, like one inner ear and then an ear, but then they have legs and arms like a normal, like smaller monkey would. But then as this thing went to go eat this grazer, they had these arms that were like locked into their chest, and they would just like extend and grab these fucking things,
like
these grazers. So they would have them out. So they'd be running with all fours, and then they would just like shoot these arms out, and they would extend and just like snatch these little. They would look to me like little rabbits almost.
So they're running on all fours, and then they have like another
set of arms that would like, they used to snatch their prey. But then, and they were easy for them to catch because this fungal would kill them.
Oh, it'd like poison them.
But so then their fear, like processing shit would go away. So they'd stand there. So it was an easy like meal for these monkeys, but then it would kill off the monkeys. But when the monkeys die, that's how the fungus eventually grows. They feed off these monkeys, so it's like this continuous like life cycle. It was super weird.
Paper scissors,
but they like compared it to. So I was just eventually trying to get to like these creepy little fucking monkey things. That's how.
Damn.
So I kind of went a little long there, but
so
it's a cool fucking show. If you want to nerd out,
I was
going to
say,
cool.
Were you watching this?
I was watching it.
Where?
Oh, Netflix.
Okay,
it's
because
Alien Worlds. It's super cool.
This is something I would love to watch while partaking in other events.
Oh yeah,
because there wasn't. It would blow my fucking mind.
There was like maybe 5 or 6 episodes, so I don't know if they're going to keep, but. Yeah, it's a super rad show. It was really interesting. If you want to nerd out,
of a game that came out. It's called Spore, where you had like this island and you'd create like one creature, like you'd make it yourself, and it was like an alien, not an island, a world, and then you'd place it down, and then I forgot how the concept was, but you'd be making more and more of these different alien creatures and watching them interact and everything.
Yeah,
kind of like Sims mixed in with what's that space exploration game?
No Man's Sky.
It's like a mixture of that, but only on one island, where it's like. You're creating this like weird planet thing, and
just to see what happens.
Yeah.
So does it have like the similar equation to No Man's Sky, where like you put these two things down that you've mixed, and then it does its own equation if these two things interact?
I'd imagine so. I'd imagine so.
I'm pretty sure No Man's Sky is still the craziest.
Yeah.
RPG.
It's just like, it's so open.
Yeah. And you can like you almost will never run out of new places to explore because the algorithm in the game is constantly generating
like an actual universe,
new universe, new planets, new beings, new like everything.
Oh shit!
Can you kill the creatures in that game?
I think so. They've done a bunch of updates because like when it first came out,
it was trash.
It was. Awesome, but there was nothing to do.
That's the thing. People are like, it's not what anyone thought it was going to be. Like, okay, you go to these islands, but you don't really do anything.
Yeah, there's no player versus player. Like, there's like nothing. No weapons really.
Yeah.
So I don't. From what I understand, they've changed up some stuff just to like get make people it, to continue to play.
Yeah, it's an actual
and
progression.
Make it playable. But shit, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it got a lot of bad backlash when it first came out. Because everyone's like, oh, we're going to be able to explore, find each other's worlds and, you know, see all these crazy creatures and do all this fun stuff. And really, it was just show up. OK, most of these planets were like very similar. And it was just
there's not a whole lot of like end game to it. There's not even any middle game to it. I mean, there is just get your ship and drive around.
There's this one game. It came out a while ago, and a lot of streamers were playing it on and off. It always reappears up and goes away. It's called Papers, Please. Ever heard of it?
Mm-mm. Nope.
It sounds like the most boring game, but I guess when people stream it, people love it. It's literally what you are is like, imagine yourself at TSA and you're checking passports.
Oh, you're just screening people?
You're just screening people.
And don't you have to send them one way if they've got this and the other? So it's kind of like a memory game too.
Yeah.
Because you have to remember what, like, I think I have seen it then. Because like, from what I remember is like they walk through like a metal detector or something or an x-ray and it shows what they have in it. And your thing is like, oh, for anybody that has guns, go left. For anybody that has fucking, I don't know, animals, go right.
Yeah,
damn.
You just kind of have to remember each person's thing.
And it's like, I guess the appeal to it is just the random names mixed in with like the pictures they have and what things they have on them. Or like, like there's a thing, I think there's like a part where it's like, you know, if they have like a fever, they can't get through. And if they have like, oh, this passport's obviously fake, you can't get through. And the goal is to get only let the people, let as many people possible through. But like, you have to make sure they're all good to go.
Got it.
So you're pretty much like border check.
Damn.
Yeah. And it's just, it's. Like on paper, it sounds boring as can be, but I guess people love it.
It'd be interesting to like, just see what it was to play just, for sure.
I couldn't. I probably couldn't play it, but it's just funny to me because I can imagine like this guy's name's Georgie Smith, and it's like this like giant dude or like weird person, like just all the combinations of the randomness of it mixed in with like you could scream at like you can like. Play it up, I imagine that's why the streamers like it.
Oh, I'm
like
sure
you could really like get into it and like really act it up a little bit,
yeah,
and make it more fun. Like scream at the person for the fact that they like are carrying a water bottle, and you just start screaming at the screen and stuff. But it's such a simple game that blew up and became something. Like there's another one, Phasmophobia. It's a ghost hunting. That's all you're doing. But like the guy made it, he didn't think it was ever going to get popular. He just made it because he thought it'd be fun. And now he's constantly trying to update it because it got so popular through streaming.
Damn.
And it's, I was watching it. It's hilarious. The game's funny as hell to watch. Like these people are like, the bodies don't really work well.
Mm-hmm.
So like when they're looking up and stuff, like their whole torso like bends in half and they're looking straight up or they're looking straight down. And their hands are like this.
God. That's fucking gross.
It's kinda just creepy. And then like the way like you if you get hit by the ghost like on your screen, it's just these hands, these gross hands come over and like slowly go onto you like this and grab you.
Oh, I think I did see something. Maybe you showed me it. I don't remember.
Everyone else's screen, you're just standing there and you drop dead.
Weird.
And what that's it. Fuck? And then like if you're in ghost form, you can see the actual ghost going around like when you die. Mm-hmm. So you can see what it looks like, and it's fucking creepy as hell. All of them are.
Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it's got the greatest thing ever called proximity chat, where you can only hear people when you're near
when
them.
When you're close to them, yeah.
And it slowly fades as they're getting further away, so you can hear a scream in the distance, and it's funny.
I think whatever happened to Fall Guys?
Dude, Fall Guys is still a thing. It's just not as... it's one of those fad games. Same with Among Us. You know, they're fun, but like they slowly fade away and fall. But yeah.
See what you did there. That was good.
Yeah, so it's just those streaming games. I mean, Fortnite's still popular, but you don't hear as much about it as you used to.
Oh, they just did a new event.
New game.
What's his name?
Dude, it was tight.
Galactus.
Yeah.
The Travis guy, that's part of it now. What's
Travis
his name?
Scott?
Yeah, he's part of Fortnite now, and he signed a deal with Sony.
Really?
Yeah, he did a concert inside Fortnite.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And
that was a while ago.
Yeah, and then he signed a deal. He might be helping them design a game and everything. I read an article about
what
it. He's partnered with Sony.
What the fuck?
He's part of their launching of the PS5.
What world are we in?
I don't know, and I don't even understand it. I mean,
like,
cool.
Good for him for getting some fucking bread out of the deal.
To be honest, I don't know how I feel about it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did not know that. So
yeah,
damn,
it's crazy. Like you think about it, everything's intertwining so much nowadays. Like you got music intertwining with games, and people are like, they're holding concerts inside Fortnite.
They have to. COVID's fucking shut everything else down. Dude. Shit. It's the only way you're getting any music.
The only
now.
Way you're seeing live concert these days. Damn it.
Dude,
their events are cool as shit, though, we'll say. I know we haven't played it in a while, but
I watched the last event because I just like watch Nick Merckx and fucking Tim and shit. But
hell
dude, it was crazy. they've gotten so elaborate with their shit, dude. I think
have
that,
they really?
That update for the event was like 200 gigs or something. Not gigs. That's kind of a lot.
I was gonna say you just downloaded Call of Duty
like three times.
Dude, it was a big fucking update. It was like three or four times their normal event.
Oh, because, really?
Dude, they ended up, they had it where like you get in. This is so gay of me to know.
I love this.
Man, nobody's gonna listen to this episode. You're
fucking nerding up.
Okay, so
hey, we got nerd out sometimes. Okay, audience.
Essentially, like from what I've gathered, is this dude was gonna like destroy the island that you like the map.
Yeah. And I'm fucking all for it.
Okay, so the Avengers are supposed to help them like kill this dude, Galactus. Galactic. Big motherfucker. Tony Stark shows up. He built a bunch of fucking battle buses that are basically
sick
driving bombs. And you have, so you drive the battle bus and it's got rockets and shit. And it's like, you have to fucking blast out all these like asteroids and these other fucking like ships that are coming for you.
Yes. Okay.
And then you got to drive your bus into his fucking mouth and blow him up. Dude, it was crazy.
Damn.
Like they got so much, like,
damn.
You know, it used to be where you just sat somewhere and watched this thing happen, and now you're like actually interacting
or maybe float around it.
And like they did the Star Wars one, like that one was cool as fuck.
That
and
one was dope as shit. I didn't
like
watch
the
that
game
one.
The game has just gotten so sweaty and shitty to play, but like the shit that they're doing is unlike any other game, and that's what continues to fucking build them. And now with the success of the Xbox Game Pass, Fortnite's got a thing where now like you can do a subscription, so every battle pass you get X amount of characters, the battle pass, and then extra V-Bucks or whatever.
Oh, no shit.
And you can just subscribe for that. So, dudes.
Damn.
I don't remember the number, but there is some outrageous number in the millions that people have subscribed to the Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
Well, they're going to be getting rid of Xbox Live and only doing Game Pass. A lot of people are switching over now because it's a great deal to switch over now because they're going to be making it so Xbox Live is bundled with it, and they're just eliminating Xbox Live that way.
Interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what Durden was telling me about. He's like, just get on it because they're wiping. They're going to start cutting away, and then they're going to go directly to Game Pass.
Yeah, and then all hard copy discs are going to be gone in the next fucking 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really
they've been pushing that last generation, and now they're really hitting it hard.
Everything is going to be digital.
Yeah. Which is sleek, but also you don't really own anything then.
Correct.
If Xbox goes under overnight, everything you just paid for, you can't play anymore because their servers are shut down. Mm-hmm. That's the only worry.
Yeah.
I mean, any digital media is like that, though. I mean... There are people that were all about Zune and stuff like that. And
dude, I remember that. Zunes,
yeah. And then that kind of shut away, you know? I mean, it's like the people that were before Blu-ray, they had like HD video, like CDs, like it went from CD, like DVDs to HD DVDs.
I think
Or Blu-ray, like sort of split.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember that.
People are like, Blu-ray, nah, we're going to do these instead. But those people that just stopped right there and died off almost immediately.
Yep.
But that's the type of thing. It's like sometimes whatever you think is going to work out just completely shits the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Yeah.
And just, it's crazy to think like the luck some of these companies have had. I mean, Fortnite copied almost to a T a different game.
Yeah.
And
made it better.
Just took off. Yeah. And they haven't stopped since. No. Just because, like, you know what? This is popular. Let's try it out.
Well, they just introduced something new, so new to something, and made it work fluidly that there was almost no argument of why it was better. That was the only game that you could actively build and like defend yourself.
It was free?
Yeah, free.
And it was
huge.
On consoles, which two things that, and this is why Fortnite is considered a kid game, in quotes, is because it's cartoony.
No blood.
Casuals can be free. And
like, I don't know when the last time Fortnite was casual.
No, I mean like
no shit.
When it first came out,
that is a sweaty fucking
got everyone into it, and it was a very like easygoing, like hey, this is how you play, you know, da 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 da. Easy to sort of like jump into and then blow up, and then all of a sudden it became like one of the most competitive, nonstop money making games.
Super sweaty, try hard,
everything. And like, could you imagine being the guy in their like little boardroom that was like, hey, you guys see this like PUBG thing, this other game that's doing pretty pretty good. We should do something just like this. Yeah, we'll try it. That guy's probably rich as fuck right now.
Oh, he's probably low.
Yeah. Like, he's probably like the head of the company, like head of like design of like where they're going with everything. And
because does
I can't get that luck.
Epic? Yeah, I don't know. I think I had to download Rocket League off Epic, but even Rocket League is still fucking crushing.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's one of those types of, well, it's got the perfect mix of fun casual play, friend play,
competitive,
like mm-hmm. streaming style, like actual everything. And it's easy to pick up and put down. It's cheap. And it's a simple thing. You're playing soccer with a car. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a simple concept that can be taken in many different ways. It's like that, you know, basic level where we're at. And then like actual like full competitive aerial level.
Yeah.
Competitive.
Yeah. Like you have different ranks shit. You can fucking play at.
Yeah. Wow. This just turned into fucking
game center.
Yeah.
Game center, business center. You know, there's a little bit here and there about everything. Pretty much. If you have an idea, just fucking run with it. You might make $1 billion.
Shoot your shot, I guess. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, do you see nowadays random people doing random things and just now we have Jake Paul as a boxer. After Vine, he started off as a normal kid recording 6-second videos, shoots up to be a boxer / wannabe rapper. Don't listen to his raps.
Dude, horrible. Such a cock monkey, dude.
Horrible. And now Logan Paul wants to box Evander Kane instead of Jake because he's like, oh, this guy hasn't trained at all. No, I'll take him. No, I'll take him. No problem. What is he going to be? Hockey? No one's even heard of you, bro. Like, he's just going on. And then they've been going back and forth on Twitter.
Jesus.
And it's funny to me. It's like they're only gonna fight two types of people, obviously. They're gonna fight people they know they can beat and people they know they can make money off of.
Oh yeah.
So I mean that's why he called out Conor McGregor. Did you see his response, Conor McGregor's?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It's so he can't stop laughing at the camera.
Sit in the fucking octagon with that dude once, Jake Paul, you fucking weasel.
Well, someone made that post about like stop calling out people that aren't boxers. Yeah. If you're gonna hop into the octagon with Conor McGregor, we'll have some respect for you. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you're calling out someone that doesn't box for a living.
He fought Nate Robinson, yeah. A basketball player who's fucking no one has heard of in
yeah.
Fucking I didn't long. Know who that was.
I thought it was another streamer.
You're not a big sports guy, but
that's what I thought right away. I thought it was like another streamer that he was calling out. That's stupid. What they like to do is what's it, KSI or whatever it is.
KSI, yeah.
And YouTuber Logan. To YouTuber.
And didn't Logan Paul lose the KSI?
I think they fought each other. I think one of the rounds they did, but I thought they fought each other a couple times.
They caught twice.
Was it twice?
Yeah.
And what people don't know about the hockey player Evander Kane is like he's been training in boxing all his dad was a amateur boxer. They know the whatchamacallit, what family is that I told you about? He's named after him, Evander Holyfield. They know him. Like they've trained with him. Like the dude's trained all of his life, and on top of that, he's in a sport where the same type of energy's type of use. The what's it, not anaerobic XX, that's the other one. The one where it's short bursts. Because I mean, boxing's a lot of like you go hard, you wait, you go hard, you wait, you go hard, you wait.
Yeah, no, very true.
So it's like I would pay for that pay-per-view because I've seen Evander Kane fight in hockey at least, and he's messed up. Here's the thing,
it takes quite a different skill set to be able to throw skates on and fight.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That, like that alone, he's already got a jump on you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got ankle support like no other. He could fucking twist and turn and not do, you know what I mean? Like mixed in with just the fact of his balance. And
yeah,
I mean, he's got to be able to throw his weight around while not mm-hmm. balanced. You're not balanced on skates.
No,
you're not. You're sliding around everywhere. Yeah. Catching your edges and pushing back off.
Yeah. It's all momentum based.
Yeah.
I would love to see the Pauls fight anyone that call him out. I just want to see them continuously fight because they're going to get their.
Yeah, but they just make a shit ton of money off it regardless. They don't really care.
No.
It's all
publicity.
No matter who wins or loses, both parties are getting fucking fat stacks of cash. Yeah. So they don't give a shit.
I was like, how Connor.
I mean, obviously you'd love to win, but.
Right.
If you don't win, you're still getting that bag.
There is a video that came out with Logan Paul of a stranger showing up to box him, some Russian dude. He's like, this is people, you know, say this is fake. This is not fake. This is real. This dude showed up. I boxed him.
You don't fuck with Russians. That's rule number one.
The thing is, like, you watch the fight. Yeah. One, they already have a boxing ring set up in his backyard.
Of course they do. It's,
I would love to know why that's already just set up. I mean,
maybe where he trains, I think.
Yeah, that's his battlegrounds.
So you watch this guy, this buffed out Russian dude, right?
Yeah,
they get in the ring and he looks like I'm fighting Logan Paul. Like, no training at all. The dude's just standing there buffed out. And it's like, this is not a professional boxer either. Like,
no fucking way. No.
Bullshit. Yeah. This whole video is bullshit. Go back to that Japanese forest, make an ass of yourself, you piece of shit.
America's good at making shitty people fucking famous for
being shitty.
Being shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
Kardashians were looking at you.
I don't know, dude. I had a Russian kid in school, man. That kid was fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah.
You just don't fuck. Like, don't fuck with the Russians. They are just bred with a completely different mindset.
Vodka.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Vodka. Do you remember what they were doing? Do you remember seeing shit, how their like military and shit would train? Like for their basic training?
I watched Spetnev's training. That's insane.
You'd fucking just lay down and they would just fucking stomp on your guts.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dude, fuck.
They would tie
that.
You to it. Like for the Spetnev's training, one person's tied to the chair and a person in front of them is just beating the piss out of them. And then they switch.
God.
And then they switch. Just brutal. To get you tougher. Are you kidding me?
To get you tougher.
And to toughen you up.
Dude.
Sounds fucking terrible.
Told me,
bro.
Yeah. And Rob thought about doing that to train. Just to become tougher back in high school. He's like, we're going to tie Rob down. I'm just going to fucking beat his ass. And he's going to tie me down. He's going to beat my ass. We're going to get tough as can be. It's like, what? So then he showed me like the actual Spetnev's training. I'm like, oh my God. People actually do this.
Fuck that. Fuck all of that.
Hey, Dalton, hold still. Yeah. I'm going to rock you in the face for about 30 minutes.
yeah, toughen me up, dude. That's just insane.
I'm fine,
I guess it's gonna callus over your face. I mean, you're gonna have hard skin. That's all Colossus in the X-Men became him. He's got punched enough times his skin turned steel.
Yeah,
titanium, see? Diamond. I don't know.
You can get you some cauliflower ears if you want.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, and then we could pop them and suck the pus.
Oh, not be able to get my
big pus sucker.
Speaking. Okay,
and pus sucker.
I didn't think about. I didn't want to bring this up. At the same time, so everyone in this room has seen Zach and Miri make a porno, correct?
Yeah.
Movie. There, the pus things because in that movie is like the guy is reading the script to be in that audition. He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna fuck your pus."
Oh and yeah. Like,
is that Jason Mewes?
No, it was a different guy, but he's in that scene though. He's Lester the Molester Clock.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Do you have any talents? Well, I could make my dick stand straight up. What? And just, oh, that is impressive. But oh, there wow. is someone they do hire on from that. There is Bubbles, which is a lady that blows bubbles from her JJ.
Gucci.
And then there's another one, which if I remember correctly, his name's Barry.
Yeah.
And there is a scene where Bubbles is pegging Barry. He's just like, take it, Barry, talking to himself.
Oh, yeah,
over and over again.
It's coming together now.
I thought about, do I actually bring this up because you guys have nicknamed me Barry?
Oh, that's fucking
funny. But then I realized I probably should because we talked about Mud Dog a while back, and then we looked up what Mud Dog really meant. And it's like, you know what? I'll bring up the Barry thing.
We never even touched on what Mud Dog meant.
Talked about it yet, no.
Yeah, so we Urban Dictionary the names that we gave ourselves for the commune. And if Dalton wants to go into what Mud Dog means.
Well, I'm going to have to slap up the Urban Dictionary again because that's what we...
Mine was just...
Went on this adventure.
Based off of an anime. So mine wasn't anything crazy.
Real but, original.
I don't remember what the cum lord was.
The cum lord was pretty much like God's gift to earth.
Yeah,
that's dude. What it was. Like 100% like...
Yeah.
Like someone's so infatuated with coming into things mixed in with like the biggest dick and the best at sex and all this type of shit from, of course, it's Urban Dictionary. But it was like a 2-paragraph thing about how the cum lord is literally God itself. And then we had Mud Dog, which was...
figured out yet, buddy?
Yeah, there's like, so they pull out a few definitions, and the first one's like talking about how your cock is 10 or more inches, which is definitely not the case over here on this.
Dude, my legs
dog.
Are barely 10 inches.
Mud Dog, so the ones on Urban Dictionary, so my sweet name is the act of receiving anal, then performing oral. So that's good. What was the other one?
Mud Dog, just ATM, baby.
And the other one was the dirtiest of dogs that is going... What the fuck? The dirtiest of dogs that is going around, constantly trying to pull bitches with his charm, and has earned himself the name because of his drinking and ability to give fantastic blowies. Believes that down below is a foot long, but only mud dogs grow to little chodes. Once a mud dog, always a mud dog. An Irish icon, even. So that's the name I've been given, so that's fucking fantastic.
Correction, you gave yourself.
Well, I gave myself, yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to look up Come Lord Boys? Or?
Sure.
We could. We could definitely do that.
Just so let them know.
The audience can know what Ben truly is.
Which is, yeah, refers to an individual who has an unnatural or unhealthy obsession with all things cum.
True.
Used in a derogatory way, often towards people having multiple unprotected sex partners.
Is he slays?
Slays.
True.
Driving from the formulation of two words, cum and lord, obviously, meaning the boss, master of semen, sperm mixture, or twat. Normally used as an insult. Was this the one I was looking at before?
There may be a second one.
There was another one. This is the good one. This was the primo definition.
Oh, yeah. Yep, here we go.
Cum lord, a term describing one above God, above laws, above all others and rules in existence. A person who is the shit. And often receives many begging wannabe partners of both genders, despite your own. They will often get laid all plenty and can never find it in them to not brag about it. When walking down a hallway or street, they bring an undisputed aura of godliness and power, instantly earning the respect of anyone who they meet, whether the admirer end up liking them or not. It is important to note that although cum lords are generally associated with men, they can be either gender and or any sexuality, which is pretty fucking sweet.
You hear that, ladies? You can too become lords.
Yeah, so you're pretty much
you can strive to become the cummiest of lords. You
can be usually a man who trades accommodations for sex. There's another one if you want to be a part of that too.
Which is true. I mean, Ben will for a chicken quesadilla from Taco Bell, he will blow you.
I won't blow you, but I will give you penis.
And let you know he is above God.
If you're interested in sucking a godly penis for gifting me a quesadilla, I'll take that.
For $150, would you have sex with a quesadilla?
Yeah, I don't see why I wouldn't.
Just you have to go till completion. You have to finish.
As long as I don't have to eat the quesadilla after. I
mean, yeah.
Icky quesadilla.
Yeah, no thanks, dude. Not for me.
I just imagine the mess, he's like just gripping through it with like the
dude.
The
it would be juice. Hot cheese grease on my cock.
Okay, then you know what we'll do?
Yeah,
we'll set this up and we'll make it that it's DoorDashed. So then it's a little chillier when it gets there.
Okay,
it's not full. It's warm, but it's not cold.
Listen, with my reputation at DoorDash, I'm going to not even get a quesadilla. I'll get like fucking Cinna Twists.
I got you. I got like freaking penis. Flyer miles with them.
I'm not worried about them getting it. I'm worried about me getting it because I ordered White Castle last night.
You need to stop.
I was sad, dude. Fuck you.
No, I understand. We were sad. But your body hates you.
And we ordered late. It was like 10 o'clock. Waited an hour for it to get there. We got a good amount of food. And when I grabbed it from my doorstep, it was one tiny bag. And I instantly went, yeah, this is not ours, but I'm going to bring it up because Bree, I love Bree for this. She doesn't give a fuck. And she will hop on the app and be like, you done fucked up, boys.
That's what Naomi was.
Right?
You done fucked up.
Yeah.
Give me my shit.
So we open the bag. It's cheese fries, two regular burgers, and then two impossible sliders, the vegan ones.
Yuck.
Bro, that patty looked like if you take cat pate food, flop it out of the can. You know, it's still molded perfectly as the can. It looked just like that in a square, smooth form.
Fucking gross.
Fuck
and I ate
that.
The whole thing and I went, yeah, this sucked.
Was it? Could you tell the difference?
I could. It tasted like asshole.
Hey, don't give asshole a bad name.
Yeah,
like
you're
that,
right. I shouldn't do
maybe
that.
Maybe a dirty asshole.
It tasted, you know, it mostly tasted like onions, but it reminded me of like compressed, like, you know, liver. Like, you know, when people eat liver.
Oh, yeah.
I've never, ever eaten liver.
I've never eaten it. I've never seen it cooked or nothing. No, I have. No, it, here it is. Have you ever had Braunschweiger?
No. Wait, what is
Maybe.
It? No.
It is fucking weird, dude.
I don't think it sounds familiar.
If you don't know what it, dude, it's fucking weird. I'm going to
Is it a German delicacy? Because it sounds like a super German name.
Is it look like a sausage of some sort or like salami?
Braunschweiger. I don't know.
I think I may have had that. It was delicious.
It is a brown salami. It's really? It's a type of sausage.
That stuff's good. I think if I remember correctly, when I was back in the day, not good, bro. It was delicious.
Bro,
I don't think I've ever had.
Just slice it off salamis. And you freaking.
Dude, it is so mushy.
Oh.
The texture is weird, but it was delicious.
No, dude, not delicious.
I might be thinking of something else because it was like a salami like thing. And we just,
dude, it's got.
I'm thinking of spam.
I'm trying to figure.
It reminded me of spam.
Okay, so it's pork liver sausage.
Oh.
Stuffed in natural casing.
Okay.
Always smoked with commercial products, often contain smoked bacon and are fibrous casings.
That sounds like what
it's
I had.
Basically liverwurst. Dude, it's fucking gross. I would try it. It's not great. My mom always had it and she'd fuck with that shit. And like, I would always try it just to be like, maybe I would like it. I just, it's got such a funk aroma in your mouth. So anyways, that's how it was.
Delicious.
So then she, you know, she's like, do you want me to still like try and get them to resend the order? And I was like, fuck yeah. I want my goddamn onion chips. Right? I want these motherfuckers. So she sends it. Oh, it's going to be another hour. So now we're waiting till midnight.
Perfect.
Finally gets there. I look at it and I was like, oh, this bag's a little bit more stuffed than the last bag. And I bring it up and I go, I got $30 that it's not ours. She's like, what? I was like, I don't think this is our order. We open it. There's like a cup of what we didn't know at the time, which was their like little fried fish bites or whatever the fuck they are.
I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, either did I. Bree took a bite and just, she took one bite and went, this. And that fucking chewed up piece of nugget just rolled off her fucking tongue into the back into the bag. And she went, that's fish. That's fucking gross. That's who ordered this? Not us. So then we go.
Not I.
I didn't think they tasted that bad. They reminded me of like popcorn shrimp, the taste of that.
Okay.
A little
fishier, but not too fishy.
But then
fishy.
We're like, because we ordered the jalapeno cheeseburgers. And we're, so then we're like, oh, at least there's cheeseburgers in here. Yeah. Bite into it, dude.
Don't tell me it's a bacon one.
It's the smoked cheddar one, which like sounds good, but it wasn't good.
No, anything is ever jalapeno.
Then there was two packets of fucking ranch in there. And I'm like, who fucking ordered these two? We had two of the saddest meals in America delivered to our fucking house. And the worst part about
on
it
the
was,
saddest day.
You know, it's the plastic bag and like the paper bags inside the plastic bag.
They do a great job sealing.
And then they tape your order, your receipt to the outside of the plastic bag. Our order was correct. It was all of our cheeseburgers, the onion chips, the drinks on the outside of the plastic bag, none of which was ever inside either of the two bags.
So that wasn't even DoorDash, and that was the White Castle itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fucking
because I've had
up.
It the opposite way where it's like they literally sent me the wrong order or they forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I haven't had...
DoorDash do be sucking fat dick, though. They just like don't care. They just like pick it up. Like, if I was a DoorDash guy and I looked at that receipt and saw I had like a tiny bag, I would have went, there's no way this is right.
No.
And I would have been like, hey, I don't think this is correct.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Naomi had that issue a couple of times, but I've ordered DoorDash a lot and I've never, only time it's been in a thing was when I ordered sushi that one time or two times where I ordered it that and I was like, oh, I want a Coke.
Oh, yeah,
and they gave me two Sprites.
Yeah.
Or then I'd be like, okay, I want a Sprite and they give me two Cokes. It's like, okay. I can't complain. I'm getting double.
Yeah.
No. We've had it where they just don't even ever show up with the fucking food.
Yeah.
Some other guy grabbed the wrong one. I'm sure in the same case like that, that first little package you got, people probably never got their shit.
No.
So like we've had that where I think we got noodles or something and we just never got our shit. And then Rachel did the same thing Bree did, got on the phone. It's like, hey, this is a mess.
Yeah.
What's going on? And then
I still
we
ate
never
our
got to
shit,
eat noodles
though.
That night because we never.
I ate the cheese fries. Those were fucking great.
When I was living in Egan, when my mom lived in my apartment with me, she ordered doodles and went to go pick it up. Picked it up, didn't check the bag or nothing like that. Got home. Supposed to be like two rib meals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, two rotisserie chickens. Mm-hmm. Picked up the wrong meal.
Rotisserie.
Rotisserie chickens.
What's the right way to say it?
Rotisserie.
Got it.
Rotisserie.
I don't know. It's a long word with a lot of letters.
Before we get down to, because I don't know when we're ending this bad bitch here.
Probably soon,
but I do want to, before I forget.
You're pregnant?
Yeah, full blown.
Nice.
I shit my pants.
The other day. Let the world know, brother.
The other day.
Loud.
Not yesterday. What day was it? Wednesday? What day is it? Saturday. So it's Thursday. Thursday wasn't working. Nothing out of the ordinary. Rachel was working at noon, so I'm kissing her, hugging her goodbye. Have a good day. And I was like, babe, I got to poop. So I love you. See you later. And I like, it was a normal, like, I got to poop for sure, but it wasn't an emergency. It wasn't a rush. No panic.
Wasn't bubble gutting.
It was just a normal, yep, I got to poop.
And at this moment, and Dalton knew he fucked up.
Not yet. Because as she was walking out the door, I was like, all right, making my way to the pooper. Going to drop some loads off here. And without, no body betrays me. So I didn't force a fart out. I didn't push anything. Nothing. I just had this hot pocket of air all of a sudden just evacuate my ass. Then out of nowhere, there was no control. It was like something happened and said, nope, this is not. None of this is on your turn.
It's like in the space movie when you hit like get the alien out. It's in the airlock. Open the airlock. And they just press it and shoot something in space. Yeah,
and I wasn't a part of this whole plan.
Your body's like, oh, just get it out of here. It's too warm. It's too warm of air. Eject, eject, eject.
Yep. So body hits eject and this hot air just comes shooting out of my ass. And at first, like the first like bit of this fart, I was like, ooh, that's a hot.
Did it feel good?
It felt great. And then a few seconds, because it ended up being a really long one, which... After a couple seconds, I was like, oh, so I'm questioning myself. I was like, something's off here. A little suspect.
Did you feel like the wet chafe when you were walking?
Kind of not. It was super weird because I was very questionable on myself. Hot. It was so hot. And like, it was weird to question, like, I don't know if it was just super hot or like, I maybe have shit my pants. But I was like, well, I still got to poop. I'm going to make myself... You know, go to the John here and I'm going to check my panties. Cause at this point I think I may have possibly shit. So I get to the bathroom, drop trowel and fucking confirmed. I juiced my shit. I literally fucking pooped my pants. And it was like beef stew without the beef in it. So it was all it was juice. I juiced my shit. I beef brothed myself.
Gross,
it was so gross.
My dog made some mud pants.
I'm like, what the fuck happened? I was like, why did my body just like betrayed me? My asshole gave out today. Yep. So
welcome to 28.
I know eventually at some point in time, everyone I think shits themselves in adulthood, but yeah, 28 was the year I finally pooped my pants. It is what it is.
Was mine 26 or 27? The first time.
I want to say 27, but I don't know. Because you've pooped your pants a few times.
I think I'm at three times. I'm at three times since 27. It's like once a year. It's an annual thing. Same type of story for mine for the first time and the second time. And third time, it was actually just a Picasso mess in my pants.
I think I think what ends up happening is that liquid to solid sensor in your asshole.
Yeah.
I think that fucking goes on the fritz.
Liquid to solid sensor.
I got to get recalibrated. That's all it is. I mean, Dalton, we're going to go into the shop. We're going to get recalibrated.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it takes, like, not trusting a fart to a whole new level. Because I didn't even push this one out. So it's like, your body may just shut down and betray you 100% one day.
Yep.
I'm glad I shit my pants on the safety of my own home. That was nice. I mean, I could have been, you know, throwing up some sheetrock under the ceiling and just shit my pants. And then, I'm going to have to go home for a little bit here. I'll be back.
Dude, Justin did that one time at Huntington.
Did he?
Yeah. It was when we were doing the hallway job. He was not feeling good and he threw up some. And then he was just gone. Then he just vanished, bro. And then he comes back and he's like, we're like, dude, where the fuck were you?
Yeah.
He's like, I had to run home. I shit my pants.
I shit my pants.
Damn, dude. That's a bummer, but that's hilarious, you idiot.
I told my coworkers, I tell them over and over, if I shit my pants in the job site, I'm going home and I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
I'll come back the next day. Like, I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
Like, sorry in advance, but that's the way it is.
Because game over today. Yeah,
I'm done. I don't care anymore.
It's like good old marriage fashion. I got a good marriage because like I was like, I'm going to call the wife. I'm going to give her a little comedic value on her drive home to work. So I called her. I was like, babe, guess what? She's like, what? She's like... I juiced my shards. She fucking lost it. She laughed so hard.
That is awesome.
I was like, baby, put my pants.
I want to reverse back a little bit to the beginning of that story.
Yeah, do that.
So was she on her way home or to work?
When I pooped my pants?
Yeah.
When you called.
Oh, when I called, she was on her way to work.
Because you definitely said. Did I? I was going to give her a nice comedic value
on her way home.
Oh, goddamn. No, on her way.
On her way to work from home.
Me and Ben made eye contact. But
fuck. I can't wait to see that on the video. No, on the way to work. That's when I called her. Can you get my own fucking poop story straight? Don't be ashamed. If you poop your pants, it happens.
And Ben, you're next.
Yeah, you're next in line.
We got two competent poopers
here. I'm sure it'll come soon.
Isn't your birthday coming up?
I think I've pooped my pants before, but I've been sick. It wasn't like just a random time. It was like, oh, you're sick, and that happened.
Yeah, my first time I was homesick when it happened, it was a 10-second long fart, and that extra, I was sitting in my chair, kind of like leaned back like this, just gaming, and I was in sweatpants, right?
Ooh,
that's a dangerous game you played.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, ooh, I got a fart. And it just came on, like, ooh, that feels good. Oh, I was pent up in there. Okay, it's still going. Okay, wait, that's what? Like, it just is one of those ones where it's like probably my like colon tract or whatever, intestinal tract was like this, like a good foot and a half of just air.
Yeah.
And it was just.
And at the backside of that air was water.
It was like.
You opened the floodgate, dude.
Exactly.
Literally.
The dam was released. You blew the O-ring. I blew it open and it just came rushing out like the tsunami.
That's right. Code brown sewage water.
Yeah. And then what was it? When I actually had the Picasso in the pants was Christmas time last year when I got home. I was rushing the last like 20 minutes of the drive. I knew it was coming.
Me. Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
True.
But anyway, keep going.
But I literally got, because you know when you get close to your house.
And your butthole starts to give out on you because your body knows you're close.
Your butthole is like, you got 10 seconds because you're 10 feet from your bathroom. Grab my keys, run. I'm like waddle running because you don't want a full run because your sphincter opens up.
Yeah, you got to clench while you're doing it.
So I'm doing that like duck run, sort of waddling up to my fucking door and literally get my key out and I go to put it in and I turn the lock. And as soon as I turn the lock, my body goes, too late.
Close enough.
Immediately just the fart came out and the fart pushed out so much. And I'm just like, no. So I go to the bathroom and I'm like, I got a mess to deal with. I'm staring at my drawers. I'm shitting out the rest of it.
And you put them bitches in a freaking bag and you throw them away.
Nah, I washed them. They're brand new.
Oh, no.
I washed the show. I'm burning them right now, actually. Clean as can be. But
Jesus.
I texted Naomi at the time and I was like, hey, so heads up, you're never gonna believe what happened. I pooped my pants. And she didn't see that and she goes, are you in the bathroom? What, how did you get here so fast? What's going on? I'm like, check your phone. She goes, what? I'm like, check the text. Awkward pause. Then the most hysterical fucking laughter.
Why do girls even like guys? We're fucking so gross.
So gross. I would say if I was a girl, I'd be a full-blown lesbian, hands down.
Absolutely.
Dudes are nasty. We're nasty. We're
women gross. Are beautiful, and dead clean inside. Specimens. And we are just rotting from the inside at all times.
Soiling ourselves.
Could you imagine shitting your pants while wearing a thong?
No. Ooh. No.
Is that even considered shitting your pants at that point?
That's like... Well, yeah, you're literally shitting on your pants.
I suppose.
Yeah.
It's like putting your thumb over the hose.
Yeah.
Just both sides are squirting with high velocity.
It's like peeing with that little fucking semen cap in your ear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you're still listening to this.
Which I'm sure
they probably turned off at the video game part.
They will hit the next episode, potentially.
Let us know about pooping your drawers with... some butt floss.
Because I would assume there's some women out there who's dumped some poop in their pants, but do they talk about it?
Dude, they will not let that be known.
Because they don't even want to talk about farting.
No.
Some.
Well, some do, but I won't judge. Hey, if you're a woman, you pooped your pants. No judgment, man.
Not at all. Girl. As long as you don't judge us.
They
judge
us. I'm judging you.
I'm all right with being
girls
locked
don't
out.
Poop. Nope. It evaporates.
It evaporates.
Evaporates out of it. Out they of got their body.
They got an inferno. It just
Yep.
Burns up in their body.
It just oozes out their sweat pores. That's all it does.
Oh.
It evaporates off their skin.
Oh.
That'd be so sad.
Just sweating like in the summer.
When they get nervous or scared, it's a defense. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, their body just leaks it all
out.
It's like a poison frog.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I'm over this poop talk.
So much poop. Sorry, I just want to let everyone know I shit my pants at 28. Almost made it to 29, so.
You're close.
I'll forever remember the year of 28.
It's that midlife fucking doomsday.
Yeah, dude. It's all downhill now.
Atomic poop bomb that builds up and ticks away until you turn 28.
Yep.
And explodes.
Wow, this has been a weird
episode. For sure. Yeah.
But an episode nonetheless.
Nonetheless.
So we could probably wrap it up. We're at hour six.
Hour six.
Get her cut down.
Yeah. Let's wrap this gift up and put it under the tree.
Let's get her going.
Yeah.
Peace and
love. Anyway, we'll miss you next week.
Yep. Yeah. I'll be gone for a little bit.
It's going to Florida, you fucking wiener.
Yeah, I'm
gets
gonna...
3 week vacation, takes another week vacation. You fucking real piece of shit.
It's paid for being sick, goes to Florida. Whatever, baby. Rub it in.
Yeah, worse.
But welcome back, and then welcome back and
y'all
see you later.
Come with me.
It sounds intriguing, but I don't like Florida that much.
You'd like it a lot if I was there with you. You know those empty cavities you got in your body?
They're gonna be filled with semen.
They're gonna be filled with berry.
Well,
also, try not to catch no aerial COVID either.
I'm immune now.
Oh, yeah.
For like 10 more days.
Yeah.
Because they are just throwing guesses out there at this point.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Watch. Oh, new mutated version come back. Hey, yo. So, sorry.
Me again.
It's your boy, Barry. I'm back with the COVID. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in.
You know, smash that fucking subscribe button. Follow, like.
Smash.
Leave a comment.
Throw some comments. Interact with us. Talk to us. Please. We're lonely.
Get us climbing on that top 900 fucking list of whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You know, we're sick of being at the bottom.
Yeah. We love you.
But we also talk about poop. So, of course, we're at the bottom.
We are the bottoms.
We're bottoms.
We're power bottoms, though.
Yeah, buddy.
To the top. Jackhammer.
All right, well, welcome back, Barry. Thank you all for tuning in again.
We'll see you later.
Bye.